Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That now you know what today is.
I do. Today is
July 24th.
Today is a day that a lot of people didn't think we'd get to. Quite frankly, if you think about it,
1 year ago today.
Yes.
You know what's weird? We did our first show together.
Uh-huh.
So it's been exactly a year. Happy anniversary.
Yep, you too, man.
And by the way, you know the station does nothing for us,
nothing.
Of course. And like it's 1 year, whatever, no big deal. But they don't do anything. My mother, who was a big listener, was like, "I want to buy you guys lunch." She sent over some Jersey Mike subs.
That is awesome.
She knows we talk about it. All right, for you and BT and the crew.
Thank you, Mama. Licata.
Yeah,
big thank you.
Yeah, we were throwing out there for the station.
Hopefully the station would do something.
Yeah, and said,
thankfully your mom got the hint.
Jeez. Exactly. Well,
come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Spike will send us something from Philly since he put us together.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I doubt that. But it's weird, dude, because I do remember the first show, and I just remember feeling like, I don't know about anxiety, but just like there was an unknown. Now, I worked with you before, and I've known you for a while, but like doing a show together and being put together is a different animal.
Yes.
I'm coming off the overnight. I'm used to doing shows on my own for years. You're used to doing shows with Tiki for years. And it was like, I don't know about a sparring, but there was definitely like a feeling out
process
of how this is going to work. And I do remember the first couple of weeks, like it just felt like intense and not knowing. And then we went right from that into the football season, which was intense. And I think finally we hit a little rhythm somewhere along the way where it feels good now. But
yeah, well, I think it felt good early. I mean, I think I knew right away. I'm not going to sit here and say we're going to be on the air 20 years together. I'm not going to be so presumptuous. Maybe we'll just be 15. We'll settle with that. But I felt, and now do I think this show sounds a little different now than it did then? Yeah. Because one of the things, and listen, they wrote a lot of articles because it was an interesting pairing. You're loud, I'm loud.
Right.
You're combative, I'm combative.
We're going to be fighting all the time and all that.
That's what some people thought. Some people in the building thought that. You know, they weren't sure how, you know, I'm not sure that Gio thought that we would become as close as we've become in a very short time and as cohesive as I think we've become, hopefully. But I knew that if we could learn to trust each other, that was going to be the key.
Yeah.
Like, once you trusted me, and once I trusted you, and that's got to be earned. You can't give that. You've got to earn trust. I thought that there were no limits for the show. And I still think that because now, even when we're at those heightened moments when it sounds like we're really pissed at each other over some stupid sporting thing, we know that the other one's not, that one guy's not trying to make the other guy look bad.
Right.
And that's important when you don't really know each other. You don't know the full motives of the other person. I know the only motives of this show is to do the best show in New York City.
Right.
That's the only motive.
Come in, have some fun, talk some sports, passionately, energetic, you know, entertain as well. And it's a lot easier to do that when the Mets are kicking the Yankees' ass. Happy anniversary! Oh, baby. I thought this was going to be an ugly summer for me. I was like, oh, God, I can't handle this. This guy, the Yankees, going nuts. And it's still early, but man,
you're happy with?
I'm happy with where it's at right now.
Fair enough.
The Mets being relevant. Look, we could get two playoff teams. We still could get no playoff teams, but I didn't think the Mets would have any chance, especially after the way that they started. And I thought it was going to be a Yankee. The way that things started, remember, preseason, we were talking about Soto, and I'm talking about Soto, the Mets. Then once the season started, it was like, oh my God, Soto's having... He's the perfect Yankees, having the time of his life. The Yankees are on top of the world. The Mets were a laughing stock yet again.
Yep.
It couldn't be worse. And then it switched. And now the Mets are at least back to being relevant. So thank God, because I couldn't have put up with that. And you, all summer long, with the Yankees rolling right along.
But I don't gloat like you do. And you're not even really gloating today.
No.
But you are
I expected it.
Yeah, okay. Did you?
I expected it.
All right. I mean, you're more of a gloater than me. I don't really gloat too much. I mean, first of all, the Yankees haven't given me a ton to gloat about.
Yeah. Nor have the Jets.
Nor of the Jets. Knicks for sure.
Yeah, well, and we kind of were in that together.
We're on the same boat with the Knicks
there. We did fight about that, too.
Yeah.
With just certain
the
things.
The Sixers, remember that, the first couple of games?
But we enjoyed the Knicks run.
No, that was awesome.
And I really, truly am looking forward to football season, especially the second go-round year, where, you know, we'll have the perfect parlay again, we'll have some fun, see who dresses up. But like, last year was an unknown. We went through it for the first time, and Rodgers goes down right away. That sucked. The Giants got blasted right away. That sucked.
Yeah.
So hopefully we have some sort of football season. But now with the two teams going into, with the baseball teams looking like they're going to be playoff teams here. And, you know, we got football coming up. I'm looking forward to September. But I want to enjoy the summer.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm looking forward to September.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
thanks
happy anniversary.
Thanks again to your team for sending that over. Very cool.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.